Our first question today is from an email correspondent, and it goes like this. I signed up for this particular series because I really like the title, but I don't really know what my business is. In other words, I haven't really decided what specifically I should be doing. I do sell things to customers, but I wouldn't say that I have a really organized business. Is there anything I can do to help bring this more into focus? Okay, so here's one of the things that's going to be a really, by the way, this is an excellent question to begin with. There's no question about that. Excellent question to start with. The thing that we want to remind you of is that if we're going to assume that you've listened to the conversation and done the process prior to listening to this answer, if you haven't, we'd recommend you go back and do so, because the next thing we're going to say is not going to make any sense otherwise. Your job is not to focus in on what kind of business that you're supposed to have or that how you can name it or anything like that. That's not your job. Your job is to do what feels better. Now, if it feels better to figure out how this, what the answer to your question might be, we would recommend that you turn to your GBA and just say, what is the focus of my business? If I was to give it one name, or if I was to give it like a little elevator speech, what would it be? Do that only because it feels better, not because that's like the culturally appropriate moment of the day kind of thing to do. Do it because it feels better, because it feels like, oh, that's an answer I want to get. That's a question I want to get the answer to. We think that in the asking of your question, though, you're asking a question as though you're trying to answer somebody else's question that they have about you. Frank had a friend many years ago who was a very, very powerful business coach. Very powerful, very useful to many people. And when he first came across Frank, when they were first becoming friends, he couldn't quite figure out what Frank did. And it's what he's doing now. Well, what he's doing now is in terms of channeling. He hadn't started writing yet. And that person, being a very powerful business coach who had worked with lots of people and helped them quite a bit at a certain specific level, began to grill Frank about taxes and corporate structures and things like that. And Frank finally just said, I don't want to answer any of these questions. This doesn't make any sense to me. That will take care of itself. And his friend, now that was coming through him. That really wasn't his answer because he did want to answer the questions, but we kind of moved in and were like, no, don't. Just stop and just say, I don't want to answer the question. It didn't happen exactly like that, but it essentially did. And Frank's friend got very offended, because Frank had just basically said, don't ask me any of your stupid questions. That's what he heard, the friend. But then as the two of them began to kind of negotiate the conversation, Frank said, look, I don't really want to talk about my company structure. I actually have that kind of organized. It probably not in a way that most people would think is organized, but it works for me. And it works for the different states and governments that are of interest to what I'm doing. What I really want to know, and that he asked the question that he was really asking, and the friend had to sit and kind of process that for a while before he realized, oh, and he later said to Frank, that was kind of a pivotal point in his own work, was that he suddenly realized that for some people, it does make sense to start off with structural stuff. Like, what's your name? What kind of company is it? Who are your clients? Who are your customers? What's your target? How much do you want to make? How are you going to do that? And go through these very basic but powerful questions. And someone coming to Frank's friend asking those questions is probably someone who is coming from a purely cultural perspective of what business is and how to use it and what to do with it. But because of the unconventional way that Frank answered the question, basically looking at it from a metaphysical perspective more than a cultural perspective, his friend had to kind of rethink how he was doing this and realize that there would be a point in every conversation, because he too is a metaphysical person, metaphysically oriented, that he would want to start talking about less about corporate structure and things like that, and these so-called practical things and to get into more of the feeling of what the business is really about. Why do you want to interact with clients and customers? And that is what he does now, more so than he does the basic stuff. But the basic stuff, of course, is important to a certain extent, but not in order and not if then else, not logically. It's important if it's helpful. There are plenty of people who are just kind of willy-nilly doing whatever they can to get by when it comes to how they pay taxes and how they organize things on a corporate level, but are really, really successful with selling their products and services to their clients and customers because all they care about is how it feels. Now, Frank also had a friend many years ago, who once sat down and said, look, I don't really care what I sell. All I really want to do is market. I love marketing. I love telling the story over and over and over again of my products. And this person is a wildly successful person who is very good at selling because that's all they're doing. And eventually Frank began to realize that although they had some very sort of highfalutin language that they would use to describe what they were doing, Frank began to realize that they were really just talking about playing in a sandbox or playing with Lego or playing with like building blocks. They were just playing. They were just like a big kid who was playing with all this stuff. And they had the World Wide Web, that's how long ago it was, to play with and to tell people the story of their products and services. And they would sell things left, right, and center, things they didn't even really understand how the things worked. They didn't know a lot about what they were selling. What they knew was how to tell a story about things they didn't even know much about. So what we're pointing out here to you is that you trying to get really focused in on how to say, this is what I actually do, this is what my business is, may very well, and it does seem to us that this is the case, be a cultural question that we can't help you answer. And we wouldn't really recommend you try to answer it as though it were an obligation that you had to answer, for it is not. Our recommendation instead would be to recognize that you have the ability to do whatever you want to do, and that you can simply sell, or you don't have to sell anything. You don't have to market anything. You can just sit back and let your customers and clients find you and buy your products and services in a way that's easy for you. We don't know exactly how that would work, but we think that is working already. You've said that to us before, that you're successful in having more and more and more of what you're wanting, meaning that it's not just a static thing. It just continues to grow and expand and change and evolve, which is good. Which is good in the sense that you're aware of it and you're allowing it, not trying to manage it or control it. But this question is about you trying to manage kind of like, I've got a little bit of a chaotic thing going on. I don't know kind of how to describe it to other people. And we're putting words in your mouth, so that may not be correct. But we would generally say, look, take a deep breath and realize, no, you'll know what to do. Turn to your GBA and ask them, do I need to do this? And then let them tell you. And if they say no, then follow their advice. If they say yes, then sit down and listen to them. Maybe write it out. Maybe imagine what you would be saying to them if they were answering and how they would answer to you as you say these things and write those things down. Or maybe sit with a friend who is aware of all of this sort of stuff, because we know you have more than one, and have a conversation about it, going back and forth and back and forth, where they say, okay, well, I'll ask a question for you, and then you answer, you're like, you're the GBA. You know, channeling. It doesn't have to be a formal thing, just, you know, you paying attention to the energy and where it's going. But as we said in the conversation, and we'll remind you, the business of business is manifesting. It's not figuring things out. It's not managing them. It's not handling them. Those things will happen, undoubtedly, but that let intuition be your guide instead of logic, instead of culture. Let intuition carry you through. Let your helpers help you. Your helper, your number one or number two version, your guide, and of course, your GBA. Let them help you. So this is a great way to start, a really great way to start. And we thank you very much for the question you brought to the table. Very powerful and very delicious and very delightful indeed.